All right. So there is a lawsuit that has been filed against the city of Buffalo over lack of communication of fluoride in the water, if I'm not mistaken. Could you give me a little bit of background on that or explain that for me?
Sure. In 2015, the city of Buffalo stopped putting fluoride in Buffalo's water without providing any proper notice that they were stopping the fluoridation. In fact, in their annual water reports for the next number of years after the fluoridation had stopped, Buffalo continued to represent to its residents that there was fluoride being added to the water. And on those representations, people of Buffalo were led to believe that they were receiving the CDC recommended level of therapeutic fluoridated water. It was only in January of 2023, through reporting by local media, that it was discovered that, in fact, Buffalo had stopped putting fluoride in the water and that there had been no additional fluoride being added to the water since 2015. We filed a lawsuit on behalf of a number of families, and in the weeks that followed that revelation, and additional families came forward, and we filed a revised complaint in the middle of 2023 relating to the impact on, public health on a individual and broader level that resulted from the lack of this critical public health measure. And so that also, the reporting in 2023 also set off a chain of events whereby the city of Buffalo and Viola, the outside water board manager, had set out various timelines where they promised to have fluoride reinstated at a quickly, and made those representations in the press and at common council meetings. And much to the chagrin of local dentists and my clients, the city continued to miss the promised dates for re-implementation of fluoride all through 2023 and through most of 2024. Hopefully, finally, the fluoride is in fact going back into the water tomorrow.
So at the little presser that they had earlier when the truck was showing up, they were explaining that they originally had a powdered form of fluoride that they were putting into water that they described as being a risk to the employees. Have you heard anything about this before?
I've that's breaking news to me here at this moment. I think that there is the need for a lot of transparency from the city about the timeline. Certainly we're gonna learn all that information through the litigation, but my feeling has been that the city has able corporate counsel, and they certainly have well compensated and talented outside counsel that can, vet whatever statements they need to make. But my understanding was that there's some reason that they wanted to transition from the powdered fluoride to a liquid form of fluoride. I'd never heard that there was any health risk posed by the powdered fluoride, and it's always been a question of mine that I don't think has ever been answered by anyone, why the powdered fluoride regime couldn't continue until they were ready to implement the liquid fluoride.
And there was another point too. I had tried asking about this, but I didn't get a clear response on it. I was told before too that there was something with the lead pipes and the fluoride, that there was some type of a problem. Have you heard about that, or do you know anything about this?
Well, I think that there's been brief moments where they've made conjecture to that effect by in the media, and there's brief moments of commenting that I've been able to ascertain over the last couple of years. My understanding on that issue is that there's well-known science that the liquid fluoride option does not result in any leaching. Is the word that they use, leaching of the pipes in a way that would cause there to be lead in the water. But that being said, I totally understand and respect that if there's a concern that adding some new supplement to the water could cause like a public health issue, that needs to be studied before the switch happens, right? And so my understanding of that timeline was that the city and Veolia worked with UB's Department of Engineering to do a study. And if that study took a couple of years, like, okay, that seems like a long time, but okay. But my understanding is that the study was completed in 2017 or 2018 at the latest, and 2018 was 6 years ago that they learned that, as many other studies have concluded, there is no leaching effect of the liquid fluoride on the pipes. So, I mean, I certainly appreciate and am concerned about the reality that there's lead issues relating to Buffalo's water. And that's something that I think everyone needs to be more concerned about and aware of. But my understanding is that there was a clean bill of health with respect to the impact of fluoride on the pipes in 2018. And I don't think that there's ever been a comment from the city about what the delay has been between then and now, that has prevented the, resumption of the fluoride. I think there at one point a comment had been made about, COVID being a delay. And again, I mean, that's what, a couple of months without, affecting like work, I guess, in March, April of 2020. I've never heard a timeline that makes a ton of sense at all from the city. I appreciate that over the last year or so, they've been working with the New York State Department of Health or the and or Erie County Department of Health to, make whatever plan that they have work now. It seems like that should have been something that happened prior to the switch from powder to liquid fluoride in 2015, and all of those plans and drawings should have been done back then. But I guess the major point on all that is it doesn't seem like any of the work with respect to working with the county or the state was happening before media learned about the lack of fluoride and before we filed a class action lawsuit demanding hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. I really don't think without the work that's been done by your guys's, channel and, other media, and without our lawsuit, that they were ever going to get around to re-implementing the fluoride.
All right, and then just one final question. Is there anything else on this that you'd like to add, or maybe something I didn't touch up on that you think is important?
I think the only thing that I would add is that we've been clamoring for transparency about the timeline and the explanation for how it was that it's been well over 9 years that the city has lacked fluoride this whole time. And I still think the public deserves those answers. And I don't think there's any justifiable basis for them to hide behind pending litigation, for them to explain why, a part of the, services that, the city was providing was defunct in that way. And I would also say that as relieved as we are that there's fluoride hopefully going back in the water tomorrow, and as critical as that is to help public health, throughout the city for hundreds of thousands of people who need this, you know, critical component of dental health that was called one of the, you know, 10 great public health initiatives of the 20th century by the CDC. The reality is that by depriving hundreds of thousands of people of fluoride for 9 or 10 years, there's been irreparable harm done to these hundreds of thousands of people. And so we're calling on the city to create free dental clinics to address all the harm that's been created. And there's certainly been irreparable harm that can only be dealt with through monetary damages. And so it's certainly a step in the right direction, but it's long overdue. And we're hopeful that the city does right by the people.